Blog Talk Radio.
Helping and Thinking, Gene Albertson. Join me. Please call 516-418-5651. I'd love to hear from you. I want to talk about what's on my mind. Basically, I wanted to save the world since I was 4 years old. Join me. Every Sunday at noon Eastern Time. See ya. And that pretty much explains why I'm here. Excuse me. I am actually starting right here. This is ground zero for some things that I've thought about for a long time. Because like I said in my intro, ever since I can remember, gosh, I wanted to save the world. Underdog, I remember, was somebody I looked up to as a child. And Mr. Rogers, who me, you know, how to go about it. And of course the fellow was the most influential in my life was Jesus, who explained, you know, just that's what we're here for, is just helping. You know, I spent most of my life thinking, and I've come to the conclusion that we it's the human experience, helping and thinking. We help from our heart, and we, which has its own brain, the main one that God speaks to us from. And then our thinking that we consider really thinking, we do with our head brain. So it's quite a challenge. I think the best way I can describe it to me is that it's the classic hero's journey, the spiritual journey, the search for, you know, I guess, oh, who knows, the meaning of life, all kind of stuff. Well, anyway, that's what I'm doing here. I've been looking for, I guess, my meaning of life since I can remember. 4 years old was about when I started really wondering, you know, exactly what exactly was going on. Because I'd already gotten my initial instructions from, you know, Jesus. He said that my little light was inside. And I actually saw it, physically saw it with my eyes at that point. And as I am in my 20th century human adventure, it was different. You know, I guess was always looking for that little light again, and I saw glimpses of it most of my born days here. But I've recently come to the conclusion that I it's still there. Every single person on earth has it, and if we cultivate it, it grows. And that's basically the whole premise of my journey, is after going through 60 years of all kind of fun stuff, that I think that ups and downs, vicissitudes, if you will, it just boils down to a couple of specific things for me. And that's all I have left to do. You know, I did my 20th century struggle very happily, had lots of successes, lots of joys, lots of sadnesses. So I'm really exploring all that and what it means to me, because I'm a completely different person than I ever was many times over, as I think a lot of us are. And I think, to me, understanding that happens and not expecting myself to be the same as I always was has been pivotal in my journey. So anyway, that's what we're here for. I'd like to hear from anybody who would please like to give me a call. I'm here to talk about my journey, which is multifaceted. I put some tags in my post here for this show, and some of the things I want to bring up is idea of being a contrarian, which is what I am, and I didn't realize it's what got me in trouble most of my life, especially sitting in the vice principal's office. But it's a thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a bad thing when you're supposed to be, when you're learning to be well-adjusted, which that was kind of my case. My contrarianism was coming through. And I remember many loving talks with the vice principal and principal after school, and they all wanted my best interest. And I think I even recognized it at the time, but I couldn't quite conform the way I was supposed to. Anyway, so as I struggled through that whole thing and dealt with it as I have, when I ran across on the internet a post by a man named Ozan Verrill, and caught me because what he said was exactly, he explained what I was doing, and me too. And that's kind of why I do this, is more than anything else. If I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything, I just want to let everybody know that there's other people thinking like me out there, and it's okay to. So as a contrarian, I thought, wow, look at this. It's just basically nothing really spectacular. It's easy, and anybody can do it. It's just thinking outside the box. Verrill is a rocket scientist, as he worked on the Mars probe program for NASA. And so he wrote this book that was basically a culmination of a lot of the ideas that I followed with him over a year or two period in his blog. And the whole idea is thinking like a rocket scientist is not all that complicated math that, sure, it's a bunch of it and it's a lot of work to learn and you got to know a lot. But the idea is that it's about thinking outside the box, just an automatic kind of thing for me. And it always has been, and it got me in trouble a lot, but that's okay. I'm learning how to deal with it now. All right. Now listen, everybody, this is a big one. I got somebody here on the line. It looks like we have a caller, and I'm going to go ahead and if I can do this, I'm going to bring this caller in from 40 area code. Hello, caller. Are you there? Caller, hello. 44. Or are you just listening? That's okay if you want to just listen. Oh, yeah. See, that's the thing that about this darn thing. You can call and listen. If you do want to call and listen, you can. Just let me know, and I'll put you back on hold, and you can hear the show. This is a blog talk is a platform that I'm coming to learn to use. One of the things I'll tell you is I get to be a caller on it sometimes on some of our other shows, and the hold music is actually completely cool. All right. Well, do give me a call if anybody would like to. That's the point here is to open discussion. Not necessarily going to do it all today, but it's 516-418-5651. My goal is to be here every Sunday at noon for my thinking time. Now, the other tag I put on there was Aquarius. My sun's sign is Aquarius. A big part of my journey involves growing up with the sound of the fifth dimension song in my mind, the Age of Aquarius. This is the dawning of the Age of Aquarius. I grew up in South Dakota, not a really populated area. I like to joke that the 1960s didn't end until about 1976 there. It's not really the cutting edge of things going on, new things. Now here we go. I've got my roommate is actually an orange cat, and I asked him if he could use his bathroom before we started the show, and he didn't. He just looked at me, and he didn't, of course, and of course now he is, which isn't really, the only reason I say it is because I can kind of hear him loud, and I suspect you're hearing some of the scratching going on. Anyway, so my point is that I left Western South Dakota when I was 17 years old, back in 1978, ready to leap into this beautiful, wonderful new world that I had heard about, the fifth dimension singing, harmony and understanding, peace and love, and all this. And I had watched the civil rights movement, pieces and parts of it. We didn't have any black people in South Dakota, none. And one person I saw, I think, in my life until then. And so I went into this new world in 1978 out and thinking that the civil rights movement had done was over. Age of Aquarius had arrived, and it was like, whoa, wait a minute. It hadn't happened yet. And I spent the rest of my life kind of figuring it all out, what exactly happened. Of course, that was my thing, is I was a thinker. Now, here we are, 30 years later, 40 years later, it is time. The Age of Aquarius is here. And there seem to be some significant things I enjoy learning about my relationship to the cosmos, you know, from the zodiac sort of thing. I find it helps me contemplate a lot about myself, and it helps teach me things about myself. Now, I'm always looking to learn more. Now, another thing I'm also wanting to learn more, and I deal with a lot, I work with, is this idea of keeping my chakras cleared and aligned, tuned out, however it might be. Again, I'm not really an expert on anything except me. I am an expert on me. I'll put my expertise about me over anybody or anything, anytime, because I've got a direct line of energy that I completely trust, 100% faith. Now, the chakras I know are very important, and I know that working with the information that I've been able to locate through friends and things on the internet and a lot of Facebook groups, two or three of them that I've really enjoyed dealing with some of the folks in there, just valuable to my spiritual journey. And one of the things is that I like to use music. The idea of frequency, specific music to tune my chakras. You know, and I know it works because I can actually feel these, like going, if I'm having a particular issue, a stressful issue, if I'm having maybe a funny feeling in my stomach because something that's bothering me, I'll listen to music from my solar plexus, and it'll clear it. It'll actually make it easier for me to kind of understand what it is I'm feeling and make it work better. It's a lot. And of course, then that's all about colors too. And I love shiny things. I love color. So when I started looking at that, and I grew up in, like I said, South Dakota, which is like a huge, giant crystal grid, just a world-class crystal grid for thousands of square miles around. The whole prairie is just covered with rocks and minerals and things that the glaciers have dragged back and forth over the aeons. And so you can just walk out across the prairie sometimes and just pick up awesome things and see them. The Black Hills, Paha Sapa, is a volcanically formed area, just full of just amazing crystals. And I enjoy my crystals. They do a lot of things for me. I mean, you think they do have energy, of course, like everything on Earth, every material thing does. But for those that don't understand the crystals, they really do have an energy if you tune to them. Now, when I started really with them is just the idea of like, you know, even like a string tied around your finger. You've heard of people tying a string around your finger to remind you of something. And kind of like that, I mean, to help me with my intentions. And as I started thinking about that, if I hold it, I was thinking about what I was intending to relate it to that particular part of my life. But, you know, I really kind of came to as my sensitivity, I guess, has increased during my awakening period. I've really come to appreciate these things. I went into a crystal shop, my favorite crystal shop, think it's called Your Little Crystal Shop. I'm so sorry. On Merritt Island, amazing store. I will get the right name and tell you guys in the future. I walked in there and I walked up to this display of tourmaline they had there. And as I walked in, I felt like I was walking up to an electromagnetic kind of thing, kind of on me. It was pretty cool. And that's all part of the sensitivities of the frequencies that we have. Now, as far as the frequencies and sound, I've got these giant speakers that I found to be beneficial. However, it specifically works, I'm not really worried about that as much at this point. I'm wanting to learn more, and I will. But if I put these speakers and get between them, and I play the music that is specifically designed for specific things, really helps. I can play a high frequency sound of angel music, essentially, that helps me in my meditations to really connect a lot easier, I believe, with spirit, with the universe. Or actually what my friend Mary told me is that I really love the idea is GUS. God, universe, spirit, self. You know, that's been a big part of my journey is understanding what happened. You know, I knew for all my life, I knew for a fact, Jesus had told me that he wasn't the only way to the prize. He said it. And, you know, that's what screwed me up my whole life. Because the expectation I was growing up with as going into the church and everything was that it was the way, you know. And as I went through my studies and through college and things, and I started realizing that, you know, it was a very exclusive kind of thing, and that I couldn't go with that. And so that's what messed me up. And I've come to the point where I finally come to where I can see the veins and the commonalities way beyond any of the differences and see the commonalities and the similarities and exactly what that little light is Jesus always talked about, you know, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And that's what he's talking about. And the Buddha knew how to get it, and he was explaining it in his way. And and Muhammad, you know, that the thing is, as a historian by training, what I've been able to read is that, you know, during the time of Jesus, that was a huge awakening period, and a lot of people were awakening. And so there were lots, everybody had their own way to God. I mean, that's just the bottom line. We're learning that in this present awakening, is everybody's got their own way to enlightenment, whatever it is. Whatever it is, everybody's on their own journey. Everybody is exactly where they're supposed to be right now. And everybody has to just do their own thing, and that's it. No, you can't compare each other, ourselves to each other, or vice versa. And I think that's where we got lost with this whole GUS, God, universe, itself. What do you call it? Well, what I call it? Well, I call it this, but you have to do it this. Well, but I call it this, and we got to do it this way. Well, but okay, well, we agree on this, but we, you know, and we still have our differences. Well, and that's going to happen because we're human. We're a two-parted being. And so that's one of the things I explore, and I want to explore more in this with anybody that wants to discuss it. I'm not talking about, this is a thing, though, I'm not even going to get into discussions about really technicalities and things. I'm interested in how people take their own journey and apply it to their own happiness, you know, and how they want to share. Like for instance, something I found out not long ago that completely upgraded my life. Don't salt your dried beans the first hour you're cooking them. It's amazing how much better they cook. The skins break down more evenly. You don't get, you know, hard chunk skins. Now, I will say that I do have certain things that I like, the beans with the heavier skin, but then I'll use a black bean or maybe a red bean or something. You know, that's part is you can adjust it. But the idea is it changed my life. Well, I could share that, and anybody else who who can appreciate it would appreciate it, even if one other person did. And that's kind of where I'm at. Just what are you doing about it? You know, this the lack mentality that has really become kind of the thing that has just really kind of become very, I want to say, pervasive through the end of the 20th century and in just, leaking over into the 21st century. It's been a difficult time, and it's caused us a lot of, confusion about who we are as creatures. But the time is here now. Everybody's is able and willing to be and do anything they want to be and do. And I've learned how to do that. And basically what I want to do is be happy. And I've learned how to do that. On my hero's journey at the end, I'll be the hero, you know? And it's kind of amazing. It's even easier now that I've really understood the concept of the universal energy that I don't have to believe in death anymore. You know, all I have to believe in is life. There is life, and then there is existence, basically, as far as I can see. And I think existence is self-love. And as humans, life is how we get there, how we do that to ourselves, for ourselves. I remember a story of one of my favorite human beings ever, Neil Gray, Father Gray. I took a Christian philosophy class from him. And he told the story of walking down the street in Korea with a South Korean chaplain. And they saw the GIs in the line outside the whorehouse. And the other chaplain had told Father Gray, he said, you know, those men over there, they're looking for God. They were all waiting their turn to go in. He said, they're looking for God. And I don't really remember the whole story. He led, I'm sure, into an entire discussion, philosophic discussion. Come to believe that that's exactly what it is, you know? I mean, ever since we're born, we immediately start seeking that unconditional love, that of just being, that self-love that is unquestioned that we had at birth and or before birth and that we can have with God, or that's what God is. And these waterlogged rocks, I guess we have, these walking rainbows that we're dragging around, they're the ways that we experience, that God, this act of being, feels and experiences these things that we all feel. And it's all done through vibration. And basically, our bodies slow the vibration down far enough for to be felt. You know, the frequencies that we live in, they operate this three-dimensional world. So anyway, I know this is kind of what I've come up with as a general core. And these are all things that, like I said, I'm an expert on me. And that's all. I want to learn more about all this. The whole idea of vibration and energy. It's just amazing. Now, at this point, I would like to go ahead and really put a shout out to everybody to go to BeUnique.org and go to Be Unique Radio at some point. If you'd like to know more about what has brought me to where I am, honestly, I joined Be Unique Radio maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago or so, kind of by accident, but not really, because I'm sure Gus, you know, plopped me right down there in front of Mary Brotherton, the host of Be Unique Unscripted, when I joined that as co-host. Well, over the last couple years or year and a half, every single Thursday night has been a spiritual learning journey for me. Our guests are people that have written books, that have experienced creating things that are all related to their own spiritual journey. It's been amazing. One of our regular guests is now doing her own show, Alisa Nicole Kaler. Lisa Kaler at your Bridge to Wellness, I believe it is. My memory's so bad. I'm sorry, Alisa, if I messed it up. But she's one of our regular guests, and she has her own show. And the first time she was on the show with me, she did a reading on me. And just the things she pointed out to me were so profound and real that it really was a bedrock in helping me understand, wow, wait a minute, okay, so that's exactly where I am, right where I kind of thought I was here and there, and it was a springboard for me. Anyway, there's a man, Robert, I can't remember his last name now, he came on, he talked about getting messages from trees, talking with trees. Amazing, because I have two, and the same talked about discovering that he had brought karma, baggage, negative baggage from previous lives into his present life, and was able to figure out how to erase it, and it helped him. It changed him. Well, I'm kind of have been kind of thinking that I may have some of that too, because of getting to thinking that, which again goes back to the other part of my spiritual journey, is my intuition is growing. And I've always had pretty good intuition, but you know what? Most of my life, I was actually taught not to really trust it as much as my mind, because the intuition, you know, is your heart brain speaking directly from God. And that's when you get that funny feeling in your stomach, the message straight to your heart brain and to your solar plexus, what's to your head brain. And that, to me, that's where my struggle is to understand which one is really the one I need to trust. And trusting the head brain was always my go-to. And I trust my heart brain more and more. I'm trying to think of all of them. There's so many of them every week. If you go back and listen, you'll be so amazed every single week. Another fellow, Colm Holland, wrote a book called The Secret of the Alchemist. He was involved in a publishing company that published a copy translation of The Alchemist. And Mr. Holland had the opportunity to spend a significant amount of time with Paulo Coelho, I believe the author of The Alchemist, a revolutionary, eye-opening book for people. Well, what Colm did, he basically wrote a how-to 101. What exactly is it? How the Alchemist, the original book, The Alchemist, really what was explaining how it works and how he applied it to his own life, and how basically I have found to apply it to my life really is just 101. You take a bad, dark, and you turn it into light, and you get the power, because the negative energy is there. It's because energy is always there. It's how you do it. It's all going to be there. You balance it with light. You turn it back over to light. And I guess the thing I can think of is just if you're talking to somebody and a specific incident involving a specific person, and you're saying, man, remember that time? I remember. Cool, it was so fun. It happened. There's a hell of a fire that right my, you know. And so it's a perception. Experience, and you can have that. Honestly, it's almost like just forgetting about the bad stuff automatically. Pretend it didn't happen. You know, you only have one nostril, you know, left, but that's okay. At least you've got one nostril, you know, because he put it up there before he lit it, you know. Just remember about, you know, everybody cheering for when you walk with one nostril left, you know, your eyes intact. So anyway, it's all about how you look at it, and that's what alchemy. And that's what I want to talk about. Now, part of the alchemy, my experiences, is for manifesting. I'm getting good at manifesting. acting. I'm learning from Mary Featherton. My friend Mary also has a show on Being Unique Radio about manifesting. If you don't know about manifesting, or if you want to learn more, she is a master manifester. I mean, I'm doing it, didn't even know it. He said, "Oh, wait, yeah, you're manifesting." I said, "Wait, what?" But it really is. It's just about making things happen, and it's about being positive. Don't even give a second thought to the thing why something won't work, because you'll know it won't work if it doesn't. Who cares? Do it. Try it. Racing out of control into the American dream, chasing, looking for God, like those guys in the storehouse, looking for something to make me happy. It's out there somewhere. It's got to be out there somewhere. And it never was, and I couldn't ever get enough. I was successes, but it was never what I wanted. And I guess what I expected, well, so frustrating, you know, because I was not very well adjusted in a system that really where well-adjusted people did well in, which, okay, that's a whole nother discussion about Western civilization that I came to the realization of, but we'll do another day. But I came to the realization was I had all this stuff, you know, and I always was trying to get money to pay for more stuff and to keep my stuff and a place to put my stuff and all that. And it's like, And I started thinking in terms of I like to call zero-sum living. I don't know if I invented the name or not. It doesn't matter. It's just, it says what I'm saying. Zero sum living. I thought it was fascinating. The people who were in business, they talked about zero sum budgeting. They didn't use last year's budget. Well, I don't care what you spent last year. I don't want to know. I don't want to know the history of it. I want to know what you intend to spend this next year to achieve this goal. Okay. So you can always go back and adjust it. Because, I mean, any plan that's a good plan is good. But it's a great plan if it has built-in change. Please remember that. Because we're human and humans change. So zero-sum living. So when I was first starting to learn about humans, I learned that we have three things that are our requirements. Food, clothing, shelter for survival. And I've always gone with that as a just kind of a mindset way of thinking of it, looking at it. And so when I started looking about my value in my society, in my civilization, I started thinking about, okay, so what is my value at zero? Well, I need to get food, clothing, shelter first. Okay, that's what I want. That's my goal. And then anything above that is certainly a flourish, I guess you could say, icing on the cake. You know, I'd always thought of you know, about 16 or 20 or 30 or 40 steps above that as my minimum. You know, I had to have my house. You know, I had to have my car payment. I had to have my new this, bigger that, or whatever it might be. Started thinking about, wow, look at this. I got food, clothing, shelter, and look at all this other stuff I got. You know, got a cell phone so I can talk to people I know. I can look on play on the internet some. Wow, that's excellent. Wow, I got two clothings. You know, wow, I got three foods. You know, and I started thinking in terms of that, and it started getting thinking of gratitude. I thought, wow, holy moly, gratitude. And then I thought, well, heck, that's something I probably should be thinking more about. And that's kind of where my getting a handle on my spiritual journey kind of started. You know, I wanted to go ahead and figure it out. I think what came home to me was during the years when in the 2000s, early 2000s, when I started seeing, I watched our society being led by leaders who were elected in elections, basically more and more by negative campaign ads. you know, and it just, it became bad. And it became the driving force. And I kept thinking, what in the hell happened? And I really have kind of come full circle on that and realize it's just all part of it. We've gotten away from where we are. We all were looking for God outside of ourselves so much that we had no idea where to find it. Now, I'm not saying everybody. I don't want anybody, please take offense. Everybody's on their own journey. I'm talking actually to the people like me who kind of maybe knew there was something, but never really could put their finger on it. You know, I'm not out to convert anybody. I just want to, this is just amazing to me. It's this beautiful, wonderful, miraculous stuff. You know, what I was always thinking was supernatural is actually natural, you know, and that sort of thing. So gratitude. And then with the thought of gratitude, I started, again, as I mentioned earlier, I started running into these people on Facebook, in these Facebook groups that were like-minded individuals. And this is through the 2020, as things were happening, people were getting locked in their homes and everybody's lives were getting topsy-turvied. We had a couple of full moons last year that in a row in the last fall that really kind of stirred everybody up. And it's kind of where I ran into a lot of these ideas, everybody throwing their thoughts out there. And it's invaluable. And I do intend to pursue formal things as I go along in this. But the whole idea is be able to, I have stuff to say. You know, I've been thinking of this stuff for a long time. I guess the introvert, extrovert kind of thing goes with me. But I know that the internet is a good place for me to be able to say these things, especially now that we're on in 71 countries, for those that want to hear it. And that's what I'm here for. I wanna help. I wanna have some fun. Okay, I know today's been of an outline. It's kind of what I had in mind. That anybody who wants to join in, this whole thing is going to be a big journey, and I'm looking for people that want to join it in for whatever fashion. I'm going to be here every Sunday at noon for the foreseeable future. I am anticipating also moving to doing a YouTube video presence. I guess TikTok's where it's at, but boy, I get on there and it's, I don't know if I can handle that. It's pretty crazy. Maybe I'll get some help. See, that's the other thing. I could use some help. Anybody wants to be an assistant in this, there's going to be a lot to do. Because also helping and thinking is also going to be going on tour. I'll be making live tour stops. Basically across the nation, and once it catches on, folks in the other 70 countries, I'll see you, you know, if we can arrange something. I'm all about volunteering, which is what I am. Everyone at Be Unique is a volunteer. I'm such a fan of Be Unique. I was knowing I wanted to save the world, and I was trying to figure out how to do it. It's when this awakening process was kind of starting, and I was doing some volunteering at an old house, and we were trying to save from being destroyed, and these people walked up with blue and green hair, and I have a thing about blue and green going together. I just have been drawn to it always, and I looked and saw them, and I talked to them, and they were just amazing people, and I learned about this show, and, well, radio station, I should say, and that's when I joined up with Be Unique Unscripted. Now, the other thing too, Be Unique Magazine, I invite everyone to go to beunique.org and take a look at it. It's available free to read online. If you really want a paper copy, we'll send you one. That would be really great if you could hook us up with about a little bit of a donation to pay for the the postage and stuff, but that's secondary at this point. We want you to get in touch with Be Unique. It's connecting the dots for people that are thinking of really good, wonderful things all over the world, people doing amazing things. We want to tell everybody about it. And so do check that out, please. Now, the other thing I'll tell you is, since this is my very own show, I also anticipate getting involved in some music. You know, I like to play music myself. I do play the recorder, but I'm interested to get out and find some of listeners who might want to play some music. You know, maybe we'll come see you on our tour and get you broadcast. All right. Now, listen, anybody would like to give a call, 516-418-5651. I'll be here every Sunday at noon. Yeah, I really don't know where this is going to end up, except for I know that it's going to be at a point of pure happiness. I know the other thing is that I know how to do an awful lot of things that I enjoy doing. And that, again, that's what I'm here for. I want to be able to share anything I have to do with anyone. At the same time, one of my strongest skills, if you will, talents, gifts, I don't know, is that I have ideas. I don't mind sharing ideas. Now, I'll tell you, if anybody ever hears one of my ideas and you get really rich, hey, man, hook a guy up. I probably won't come after you because right now I've already got all I need. I'm good. If I can get more, I'll take it and I'll share it, you know. But the whole point is that I want to make sure that anybody that wants to join in this thing, because it has a chance because it has this really huge, amazing culmination event over the next year. And I don't want to get into too much really about it yet, because I don't know all the ramifications, but I know that I am interested in setting a particular world record, and I won't be doing it alone. I'll need all of you guys too, and everybody else that you know, to do it. It's going to be good, and I'll tell you more about it. I know Mary and I have talked about it on our show, Take a Break with Gene and Mary, which is on Be Unique Radio weekdays at noon Eastern. We've talked about it a couple times there, but it's going to be fun, man. Just remember, life is good. Life is fun. If you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. Now, I've had people try to pin me down and force me to think of things that were kind of not that fun and force me to think of ways they were fun. And, you know, I could probably do that, but let's not. I mean, that's not the point. The point is that shit happens and it sucks. And so then what? You know, is it just keeps sucking? It gets worse. Or it's like, okay, that happened. Now what are we going to do? I don't want this right now, so let's do this instead. And so you fix it. You forget about it. You think about it. What happened? Can you change it? Can you make it never have happened? No. Go on. To that end, I came across an amazing find, really kind of off in the woods in the Atlantic coast of Central Florida, USA, a while back. It was a Buddhist temple and gardens. Just fascinating, just out in the woods. And I picked up a little gift there, and I wanted to share where the negative energy goes away, all the spirits. I guess it was meant to be, because I've been looking for exactly that, and they only had one. They had no more, and it had my name on it. All right, well, listen, this has been absolutely excellent. I've actually talked longer than I had anticipated. I do hope that I can get some folks that want to talk about any of this stuff. What I really would like to do is hear about your journey, because what you experienced is likely to help somebody else. You know, I'm definitely interested. I spoke with a young fella just the other night on one of our other radio programs, and he blew me away. He has gone through so much trauma and so much strife and troubles. And at that age, he knows what it was. He's in the process, and he's dealing with it in his own way. And it's not everybody's way, but it's okay. He's healing, and he is ultimately going to heal, I think, I believe. Point is that when I was speaking with him, he was exactly me when I was 14. And if you've ever wanted to go tell your younger self something smart, it occurred to me, oh my goodness, look at this. You know, and that's not the only example. We're all human. Anything you can think of that's an old human saying, or an old saying that's human, it's true. Everything about humans is who we are. In the words of a guerrilla philosopher I read about once, that humans are never going to be any different than we've always been. I mean, that's just bottom line. And to pretend that okay, we're gonna say this is how it is, and nobody's gonna be any other way, and that's, you've got to be this way, or that's it. And that's not how it works. We all have the dark and the light inside of us. We all do bad crap. We all think bad crap. We all do good crap. We all think good crap. You know, if we're humans, that's the human experience. And if we can get over beating ourselves up about it and just accepting the fact, wow, yeah, there's a dent or scratch there, but look at how shiny that bumper is, and just feel the power when you hit the gas. Nobody will even know that the dipstick broke off and you got duct tape holding it from falling down in the engine. The idea is, I want to see if I can communicate the idea that if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. And only because we all got to deal with stuff. Doesn't matter. You, me, everybody. And it's just about how you look at it. I've had people ask me how in the world I can possibly be so happy all the time. How do I keep a good attitude? Well, it's just because that's my choice. It wouldn't occur to me to stop and dwell over something that just happened that I don't have any control over, that just happened. Now what am I going to do? I'm going to get a broom and clean it up, or am I going to walk away? What am I going to do? What do I need to do for that situation? It's pretty awesome. And, of course, it cracks me up. I crack myself up all the time. And, you know, I know it's I think it started off as a trauma response part of me as a kid, you know, never really taking things seriously. But in my own mind, I always knew these things I was saying maybe I wasn't taking seriously. I kind of was, but not in the way that I was expected to, or I thought I was expected to, maybe. I don't know. That's all part of discovering me, becoming an expert on me. I know I don't know these things, and some things I've come to understand why I know them. And guess what? Every single one of us has it in it. We all got that little light. It's the thing, the little light is the things that you love doing, that you really just could gush when you talk about telling someone about. You know, if you like to collect seashells, you know, if you like to paint, if you like to play the recorder, if you like crystals, you know, if you like to cook. Think of something that you just, if nobody was around and you could just snap your fingers, you could just be doing it all by yourself and just love doing it and then sharing it with somebody. To me, that's what it's about. That's the meaning of life. That's that little light inside of us. that is there. It's always there. We all have it. And all it is, it's kind of glimmers there. The whole idea is that it's one in the same light that is up in the sky and all around us, this universal energy that we know as Gus, God, universe, spirit, self. And when our chakras are clear, this energy moves through us freely, cures our organic, the cells that are damaged in our organic matter, and helps our emotions flow, helps the electricity move up and down the nerves and through the molecules and the fat molecules and the bone molecules and all that. If our body, everything moves freely, it's kind of like if you have a car, let's say, again, we'll go with the car, and you don't change the oil and it's all sludgy and stuff and you can't figure out why that oil is not moving through the engine, and of course it doesn't protect right, and then you get the engine scores and you get instead of oil letting the two pieces of metal inside the engine slide, they're scraping metal against metal and it breaks and we get sick because the light energy gets like clogged and it can't run through our organic matter the way it's supposed to, like jumping through the water, the light. Anyway, that's all fun stuff I'd like to talk about again sometime with people. You know, that's the whole idea. So if we can connect that little light inside of us to the big light, which is everything that ever exists, then that's I think that's what we're here for. I mean, that's what our bodies will experience existence the way it's meant to experience it. They are meant to experience them, I guess. My dad was an English teacher, so I don't always follow that, but I'm usually cognizant of it. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and tell everybody that I'm going to go. I'm really, really excited about having stated what I'm here for, and I'll be back again next Sunday. My anticipation is to perhaps have something video on YouTube. I do, anybody wants to follow Be Unique Radio on Facebook, please do it, Be Unique Radio page. You're welcome to follow me, Gene Albertson, on Facebook. My personal profile is a public file, so anything that's going on with Be Unique Radio or the show or my spiritual journey is all basically shared there. So I do anticipate talking with some of you folks. The cool part is that I did have somebody call. One of the things is that people don't always know is if they don't know how to listen, they call on the phone and you can listen. And it just, when I see it on my dashboard in my studio, it just looks like a call is there waiting to come and join the show. So when I go to you as a caller, it's simply you're on the show. However, if you just would like to call and listen, you're perfectly welcome to just say, hey, I just want to listen. I'll say, okay, thanks for calling, and I'll put you back on hold, and you can just listen to the show. And I say that because I was really confused the first time I called. Blog Talk, if you're not familiar with it, can take some getting used to. If you follow the show, you need to actually just put your email into Blog Talk, and Blog Talk will send you a reminder to your email whenever the show that you want to be notified about is on. So that's kind of a nice feature. But again, like I say, I'm involved in the Facebook. We do have Instagram. I believe I'm going to see if I can do a TikTok. Like I said, it looked a little bit crazy to me, but I know young people who are a lot faster than me. I mean, I have trouble with whack-a-mole, but I'm going to get some help. That's the thing. Anybody likes the idea of my journey and you want to help, Be Unique is all volunteer. We're all doing this for our own way to save the world or whatever we're going to do. And always looking for people that want to join us. I'm personally looking for somebody that wants to help me build this. Really, one of my biggest difficulties is really knowing about the production, the technical stuff. But it's all coming. I'm learning hard and fast. And anybody wants to teach me something, learn something from me, either way, just listen. next Sunday. Now, I'm going to go, and I got this cool little exit song. I believe it will come out here if I just push this button. Let's see. All right. All right. Thank you for listening in. If you're still with me, check out beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org. We've got lots of radio shows. Thanks a lot. See you then. Next week, noon, Eastern, Sunday morning. Bye. See you then.